Still would like to introduce Father Dave Ireland. He's from the Diocese of Cleveland and Pastor of Sacred Heart Parish. So we want to welcome here at Catholic Family. And he will also then help with the conferral of the scapulars. Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And this is also a mystery which is part of the spirituality of family consecration. On October 13, 1917, Our Lady appeared first within the Holy Family. So then Joseph, the baby Jesus, Our Lady appeared. Then Sister Lucy saw only Our Lady with Our Lord, and He was clothed in red. And the third scene of this final vision was then Our Lady as Queen and as with the scapular, so Our Lady of Mount Carmel. It's also representing the three rosaries we had in the past. Now we have all the luminous mysteries, but the first Holy Family is more related to the joyful mysteries than Our Lady as the sorrowful mother, Jesus clothed in red, which represents blood. So the sorrow, the passion of our Lord is more represented than in the sorrowful mysteries. And then Our Lady Queen, these are then the glorious mysteries. Our Lady as Queen means we need to entrust ourselves to the Blessed Mother. And it is really the meaning of the conferral of the brown scapular. And today we want a little bit meditate on consecration to Mary, which is also a constitutive element of this spirituality here at Catholic Family Land. Let's first lay a foundation for the consecration to Jesus through Mary as much as this is possible in this short time. When the angel Gabriel came to Our Lady at the Annunciation, asking her for the consent to be the Mother of God, Our Lady responded with a perfect freedom, a perfect yes, without hesitation, without anything taking back. I always compare it, she offered herself to God like a blank sheet of paper. There was nothing written on it. But God could now write her life story. She was completely open to the will of God. I would say, our life is more like this, you know. You see my notes? It's all written by us. There's not much space for God anymore to put on. So this is really God. This is Our Lady. This is what we should be. So Our Lady will help to be more like that. What was the result of this total, we can say, consecration of Our Lady to the will of God? What was the result of this total openness? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Our Lady is the portal for God's entrance into the world and ultimately for our salvation. It depended absolutely in a real way on Our Lady's yes. The mystery of divine motherhood is a most amazing mystery. St. John lays out in the prologue, through the divine word, God creates all things. God created the world for Christ. God redeemed the world through Christ. Yet, through Mary, God creates Christ. The one God who created the Blessed Virgin Mary became a creature within her. The one who is uncreated from all eternity took on a created nature and was born from Mary. St. Thomas calls the Annunciation, the Incarnation, the miracle of miracles. So God, with His redeeming grace, His saving grace, enters the world through Mary. And this remains the way established by God, how God grants graces through us, through the Blessed Mother. We can make the following syllogism. All grace comes through Christ. I think you all agree with me. But Christ comes through Mary. And therefore, all grace comes through Mary. We can go a step further. We know the main channels of our sanctification are the sacraments. Now, the sacraments are bound to the humanity of Christ. And therefore, we can make the following syllogism. All sacraments come through Christ, but Christ comes through Mary. Therefore, even all the sacramental graces come through Mary. But there's more to it. Now we only talked about Our Lady's vocation. Our Lady also then had a mission for life. The mission did not end with the incarnation. Rather, from this moment on, when Our Lady totally gave herself to God, to his plan of salvation, when the Blessed Mother gave her unconditional yes, her mission really began now. And from now on, all Jesus and Mary did together as one. They were one in all things, united in spirit and in sacrifice, in their intentions, in their mission. They were completely one. When Jesus began his public ministry, Mary accompanied him in a hidden way. And then, of course, we know the end. At Calvary, Mary stood near the cross to be with her son to the end. And here we glimpse how incomparably wide and profound Our Lady's Immaculate Heart had become. Her heart was completely one in this sacrifice. Together with Jesus, she embraced the will of the Father for the cross. And through this sacrifice of our Lord and Our Lady under Jesus, we were all saved. So now we have a little bit of foundation for consecration. So why now a consecration to the Blessed Mother? We said God in a certain sense consecrated himself to the Blessed Mother. He entrusted himself totally to the Blessed Mother. And beneath the cross our Lord said, "Behold your mother, behold your son." And now when we consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother, we imitate in a certain sense our Lord himself, who entrusted himself to the Blessed Mother. As Jesus came into this world, so he wants that we go back to him, and that is through the Blessed Mother. The consecration in this sense is a reinforcement of the bond that was established between God and us in baptism. The baptismal consecration, the fundamental consecration. And God gives us a lot of helps to deepen this baptismal consecration. The sacraments, and then, of course, devotion to the Blessed Mother, to St. Joseph, to the angels. They all help us to perfect or to grow in this consecration to Jesus, to the Blessed Trinity. John Paul II once he pointed out in regards to devotion to the Blessed Mother is that this perfect devotion to Mary is indispensable for anyone who means to give himself without reserve to Christ and the work and of redemption. This we can say too. This perfect devotion is indispensable to any family who means to give itself without reserve to Christ and the work of redemption. Now, what are the positive consequences deriving from this special devotion to the Blessed Mother in family life? Through the influence of the Blessed Mother, the family members become more generous towards God in the practice of the Christian virtues. In regards to the marriage bond, they desire to grow ever closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through Mary, leads the spouses into a deeper relationship with each other. So not only in a deeper relationship with Jesus and Mary, but also into a deeper relationship with each other if they practice this devotion together. So your marriage bond through this devotion will significantly deepen, become more one, not only in body, but even more in mind and heart. Like Jesus and Mary became one in mind and heart for their whole life. Another positive effect of this devotion is normally that the whole family becomes more prayerful. The rosary should really be on our daily schedule. In the past, a requirement to be received in the confraternity of Our Lady of Mount Carmel was to pray daily the little office to the Blessed Virgin Mary. This can also apply by praying the rosary. So this is a commitment to being enrolled into the Brown's Capella. Through the special devotion to Our Lady, Our Lady becomes present to the family in a very special way. And this creates an atmosphere of deep joy and domestic piety. And in this atmosphere, the children then have much better conditions to know their vocation in life, what God has in mind for them, and then to embrace it. Like in the Holy Family, our Lord could grow and grow through the presence of Our Lady and Saint Joseph. So now, through the special presence of Our Lady, in a family who is really united to the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart, the children likewise can grow in devotion and thus recognize the vocation in life and then embrace it and really fulfill their mission in life. So let us ask the Blessed Mother, all those who will receive the Bronze Capella today, that she may indeed be our help, especially in the hour of death, but also in our family life. The promises of Our Lady are immense. When we entrust, when we commit ourselves to this devotion, not only outwardly by wearing the scapula, but inwardly, it must be interior, this devotion, then we can be sure Our Lady will assist us with all the necessary graces at the hour of our own death. Amen.